With their URW High School Football Scoreboard Show, I'm Ryan Stone. The GW Eagles handled Tunstall 50-8 to win their eighth game in a row. The Eagles offense was led once again by Stanford Lipscomb.
Hands to Lipscomb, running to the left side. Lipscomb gets the edge, down inside the 15. The 10, still on his feet, running towards the left corner of the end zone. Bowls over a defender at the 1 and into the end zone for the touchdown. Stanford Lipscomb with his third score of the night. And it's 28-0 GW with 3:36 to go in the first half.
Lipscomb finished with 95 yards on the ground and 3 touchdowns. The Eagles will now take on an undefeated Magna Vista team for the Piedmont District Championship on Friday. Head coach Nick Anderson said his guys are going to have to be ready.
Well, you know, we got to have everybody at practice, and everybody's got to be locked in. I mean, one thing that I've learned about our team is when we play big-time opponents, our guys come ready for practice. So, yeah, we got to have that continue this week and throughout the playoffs.
GW is now 8-1 and undefeated in district play. The Grand Isle Hawks rallied from a 22-0 deficit to beat Appomattox 30-22. With the win, Gretna improves to 8-1 and has won 8 in a row. They're currently in first place in the Dogwood District. They'll close the regular season when they host Alta Vista on Friday. Chatham fell to Nelson County 29-12. The loss drops the Cavaliers to 3-6 on the season. Chatham will close the season playing on the road at a 4-5 Dan River team on Friday. That's your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show. I'm Ryan Stone.